It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
We're live down here to Axtell, Kansas for our matchup here on a Friday, our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network. It's the Axtell Eagles taking host to the Hanover Wildcats. Two teams battling it out in Class 1A Division 2. We got our girls matchup first and our boys matchup to follow. Our girls matchup will have the number 10 ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, the Axtell Eagles, taking host and taking on the Hanover Wildcats, number 2 team in Class 1A Division 2. These two teams meeting for the first time this season. However, you turn the page, you look at our boys matchup, they'll be coming on later on in the night. We have Hanover boys, who are the number 1 ranked team in Class 1A Division 2. And you have the Axtell Eagles, number 2 ranked team in that classification. Those two teams have met earlier on in the season. That was in the TVL championship game, which the Hanover boys won 75-48. Last time Axtell and Hanover girls met, well, that was back in the sub-state championship game last year, where the Hanover girls won 46-25. In fact, that wasn't the last time Hanover won, but the last 17 times Hanover has beaten this Axtell Eagles team. The last time the Axtell girls have beaten Hanover was back in 2016, January 29th. They won 66-60. Back to 2016, they actually split 1-1 that season. Hanover taking the first matchup of the year and the Axtell Eagles taking the second follow-up matchup. And you kind of go back to that year of 2016. Both these teams have played each other two times every single year, apart from, I believe, 2019 was the only year they only played each other once. But these two teams, Axtell, Hanover, they battle it out each and every year. They're very competitive. But, of course, Hanover has always been on the winning side. But now it's Axel's chance and opportunity to flip the switch and get things turned around here on the girls' side. Of course, we've had Axtell a couple times this year. We've talked about how good they have been and also how much improvement they've had every single season under head coach Brad Brockstrom, and their overall has increased. Last year they were 12-12 with a 3-7 finish in the league. He's off to his best year as a head coach. 14-4 overall and 3-2 in the TVL. 7-1 here defending at home. And currently right now on a 3-game winning streak, including their last game, a victory against the number 2 ranked team of Class 1A Division 1, the Wabunsee Chargers, 36-34. So the Axtell Eagles, they're charging up and they are powered. They had a 9-game winning streak going into the TVL tournament. Unfortunately, they lost their last two games of the tournament after opening up with some good play against Onega, 49-34, and Valley Heights, 59-54. But then they would lose back-to-back Lynn and Blue Valley Randolph. In that Lynn game, we had it on radio. In the second quarter, Maggie Stroffman hurt her elbow and is now out for the season for this Axtell team. She's a 6'1" sophomore, second team Twin Valley League returner, and also All-State honorable mention. But unfortunately, again, Maggie Stroffman out for the year. And when I talked to head coach Brad Brockstrom earlier on the week, my question was pretty simple to him. You know, how do you fill in for a player like her? I mean, who's your next one up? And he pretty much said there's not really anyone who can fill in for her. She's kind of a one-of-her-own player. She is great at what she does, and everyone on this team plays their own role. And Maggie's role is just one that really can't be substituted for. That doesn't go without saying that there are players on this team who are not going to have to step up in place of her position, and also at the same time kind of have to fill in where she was scoring wise. She was averaging 14 points a game and 8 rebounds a game, the high of the team. But now with her gone, you have to look up the next one up. It's Caitlin Zettweiler, who's averaged 13 points a game, 9.5 rebounds a game, and 4 steals per game. She has been an electric player so far this season. We had coverage of Axtell nearly all the way through the Twin Valley League tournament here on the girls' side. Through that coverage for Axtell, Detweiler had 68 points, over 20 steals, and over 30-plus rebounds in the Twin Valley League Tournament. She is the shortest here on the team at 5'5", but I'll tell you what, she plays like she's 6'5". She can gather rebounds, and she can score with verticality and length. She's an all-around great player, and she's expected to do a lot here. We've had it multiple times here on this broadcast for Axel. We've said it, and it's a broken record, but Caitlin Detweiler, she sails the ship of this team. If she goes, the team goes. And that's what Brad Brockman is hoping for tonight here for this Axel team, to lead the charge in a victory over Hanover for the first time since 2016. And here's the best opportunity, is to get players like Caitlin Detweiler, Natalie Stropp, and Ava Brockman all to get highly involved in this matchup. And then you go over to Hanover and their team and what they've been able to do this season. They're 13-3, 6-1 in the Twin Valley League right now. They had a bounce back game against Valley High, 52-41. We had Hanover last Friday. They played Centralia. They lost against Centralia, 44-43 in overtime. Hanover led 95% over that number in the first half against Centralia, but allowed a three-pointer to tie the game, to send it into OT. Centralia would then come away with a one-point victory, but again, Hanover, they bounced back against the ranked Class 2A team in the Valley Heights Mustang, 52-41, and now Hanover is looking to continue their streak here in their dominance against this Axel team, a Hanover team that is coming off a Class 1A Division II state champion. In fact, three straight state championships, five titles under the tenure of head coach Chris Beichman, who's in his ninth season and has over 200 career wins here with the Hanover Wildcats. We're going to sit beside here for 3 minutes. We'll come back. We'll dive more into some pregame action here in our girls' matchup. Coming up is a Class 1A Division II TVL battle. The Axel Eagles taking on the Hanover Wildcats.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Join us for the 4th annual Sebetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sebetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sebetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to a 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week here on a Friday for the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Axel Eagles taking host here to the Hanover Wildcats. We got our girls match up coming up here first. The number 10 ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, the Axel Eagles. And the number 2 team here, the Hanover Wildcats in the Class of 1A Division 2. A TBL matchup here as well. The first time these two teams have matched up so far this season. The last time matching up, making last year's sub-state championship game back in 2025. Hanover, they came with the victory 46-25. Hanover, they have won 17 consecutive games here against Axel. The last time Axel having taking a victory in this contest back in 2016, January 29th, 66-60. Back in 2016, both teams split that year with Axel taking that second matchup. So again here, Axel looking to bring the heat tonight against this Hanover team, a Hanover team that has won three consecutive Class 1A Division 2 titles. They were 22-2 last year, leading a 10-1 mark in the TVL League. They were the runner-up right behind Centralia with their only two losses of the year coming against the Centralia Panthers, once in the regular season and then once in the Twin Valley League Tournament Championship. But Hanover, again, they won last year's state title, beating Lynn in the state championship in Class 1A Division 2, 46-35, a Hanover team that returns four starters and 12 total letter winners. They have an incredible cast and crew returning here under head coach Chris Bipin, looking to add a fourth consecutive state title in their respective classification. And we talked a little bit about Axel, how much they've improved year after year under head coach here Brad Brockerman. Last year finishing 12-12, 14-4 this year. It was their first 10-2 start since 2015. Which a year they finished 18-5. That year they lost in the semifinal round of sub-state to Lynn 52-40. But this was the first year that since 2015, Axel had a Final Four finish in the Twin Valley League Tournament. We have that covers. They took on Blue Valley Randolph, losing only by 145-44. Definitely a game this Axel team would like to get back. Which, interesting to say the very least, Axel, they lost to Blue Valley Randolph by 145-44. Hanover, they also lost to Blue Valley Randolph by 156-55. So both these teams, they played a lot of similar opponents. Axel beat Valley Heights 67-22. Hanover, they just played Valley Heights. They went only 52-41. So again, there's a lot of teams that, you know, kind of parity here when you look at both sides. It'll be interesting what this matchup is going to look like tonight for both of these teams matching up for the first time this year. Real quick, let's get you comfortable here with our starters in tonight's action. Here, starting with the road team and the Hanover Wildcats. Gracie Brewer, the 5'6" junior guard who's averaging 4.6 points per game. Leah Juneman, a 5'7" guard who's averaging 3.6 points per game. Ensley Stahlbaumer, a 5'7" freshman guard averaging 8.4 points per game. Just the third player on this team with over 100 points scored, Drew Bruna, a 6-foot junior forward. The only player here to shoot a free throw in every game so far this season. She's nearly at 12 points an average per game. Leads the team with 185 points scored this year. And then Trini Schlebach, the 6-foot senior forward, is averaging just south of 6 points per game. The Hanover Wildcats are led by head coach Chris Bikeman in his ninth season with over 200 career wins. And for the Axel Eagles, Ava Rochman, the 5'9" sophomore. Morgan Hazenkamp, a 5'7" sophomore who last year averaged 4 points per game, 3 rebounds a game, and credited as one of the top defenders here on this team. Now he's dropping a 5'10" senior who recorded 500 career rebounds in the Twin Valley League Tournament. Teamer here in the Twin Valley League. She's also sister with Maggie Stropin, who will be out for the remainder of the season. Caitlin Detweiler, a 5'5" sophomore, who last year was averaging 8 points per game, but right now this year she's averaging one of the team highs at 13 points per game, 9.5 rebounds per game, and 4 steals per game to lead the team as well. Shortest on the floor, but the mightiest. And lastly, here for Axel, Alyssa Hazenkamp, the 5'7" senior, who averages 4 points a game and 3 rebounds a game. The Axel Eagles are led by head coach Brad Brockerman his fourth season. And for the Hanover Wildcats, again, one more time through, Gracie Bruna, Leah Juneman, Ainsley Stahlbaumer, Drew Bruna, and Trini Schlebach. And for the Axel Eagles, one more time through, it's Ava Brockman, Dragan Hazekamp, Nellie Stropman, Caitlin Detweiler, and Alyssa Hazekamp. And now we are getting ready here for the starters to hit the floor for both teams. So talking about keys here for this matchup. It'll definitely be interesting. We talked a little bit before we took that first break, and that's Caitlin Detweiler here for Axel, and how that she's going to have to lead a charge here in tonight's action against Hanover. Just like Brad Rosterman has said all year long, if Caitlin Detweiler goes, we go. She's the leading point guard of this team. She's great on defense. She's terrific under the basket. She can clean the glass better than anyone here. One of the top glass cleaners here in this league, and definitely one of the best here in the state. But then also, her points per game at 13 per game. She's going to have to be able to be explosive here on the shooting side. She's going to have to take good shot selection. But then you have to look at the rest of her teammates. Natalie Stroppin, she's going to have to step up for where her sister was, the 5'10" senior. The tallest here on the roster. She's going to have to work hard under the glass. I talked to head coach Brad Rockman earlier on in the year about Natalie Stroppin, and he kind of said that he knows that Natalie knows that she can play to a higher level. She can play to an above the league level, to a all-state level, but just hasn't been there these last couple of games. So definitely looking to have her hit that in this matchup here against Hanover. Real quick, we'll take a step aside here for the national anthem. We're back in 2 minutes before a tip-off between Hanover and Axel.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double man lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Key shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
One of the top matches here going on in the state in Class 1A Division 2. It's Axel taking on Hanover. Four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action all here on 92.1 KMZA. Axel Hanover here getting ready to go. At the tip-off, it's going to be the Hanover Wildcats to start off with a Schlebach. Schlebach to her right to Gracie Bruna. Pass the timeline, right side top wing. She'll fire off to her left. Green is set. She'll drive inside the key, kicking out to the near side corner. Three-pointer on the way and outside of the bucket. Missed one and rebounded by Alyssa Hazenkamp for the Axel Eagles. Axel now takes over. They get it down the court. On the right side wing, now back up to the top. Push back down to the bottom. Return to the top. Back to Detweiler. Detweiler out to her left. Ava Brockman. Brockman. Back to Detweiler, inside kick. Hazenkamp trying to go up for two. Rebound underneath for a putback opportunity for Axel, but it's no good. And Hanover comes away with the defensive rebound, Gracie Bruna. Bruna now to Leah Juneman on the baseline. Kick out, spinning around. Drew Bruna fighting through two defenders, not able to get the finish. She makes her own rebound, trying to go back up with it. She's got the putback. Drew Bruna in for two for Hanover. They take the first lead here. 2-0 with 7 minutes left to go here in this opening quarter. Axel with it. Getting it past the timeline to Natalie Stroppin. Natalie on the far side to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp back up to Detweiler. Now back skip left to Brockman. Brockman, Detweiler back right. Inside kick right back to Hazenkamp. And it is stolen by Leah Juneman. First turnover of the game coming away here for the Axel Eagles. Hanover down the floor. Foul called on Axel. Called on Caitlin Detweiler, her first foul of the game. First team foul coming up here in quarter number one. It's against Axel. Hanover getting it in. Throwing it into Gracie Bruna. Bruna out to her left to Drew Bruna. Drew Bruna to her right to Ainsley Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer up to Bruna up top. Now left side of three-point line to Judiman. Inside pass. Now kick out. Three-point shot on the way. And in and out of the bucket. Rebounded by Axel. Now he's dropping. Dropping down the floor. Pass to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp trying to take it to the basket. A missed shot. And rebounded by Drew Bruna. Hanover back with the ball. Judiman to the right side corner. Gracie Bruna passing inside on a bounce pass skip. But it's taken away by Reagan Hazenkamp. Her first steal of the game. Hanover's first turnover. Axel takes back over. Bounce pass inside the paint. Kick back out in the left side corner to Brockman. Brockman will try to fly it back for a teammate. And out of bounds it'll go. Turnover for Axel. Two turnovers here in this first quarter for the Axel Eagles. 5:52 to remain. 2-0. Hanover leads over Axel. Hanover with the ball at the top of the three-point line. They go left to Stahlbommer. Stahlbommer, she'll fly it right to Schlebach. Schlebach, a forward, is averaging 6 points per game. She'll throw it inside the paint. Ball's being scrambled for and kicked out. Now work back around the arc at the top of it. With Schlebach, inside pass. And Stahlbommer trying to get the layup finish. Couldn't. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. Hanover will throw it in. Hanover on the right side underneath the glass. Running a horizontal line set. Guards splashing up to the top. Ball is thrown in from Stahlbommer. Three-pointer set down right from Bruna. Missed and rebounded by Trini Schlebach. Offensive rebound for a second chance opportunity for Hanover. I'll get it back in the corner to Gracie Bruna. She'll fly it up to the top to Drew Bruna. Bruna, left side pass, down the far corner. Drive in from Judiman. Judiman taking a short corner shot, missing and rebounded by Detweiler. Detweiler down the floor, fast break, and couldn't get it. Axel, and now they have the offensive rebound, and a travel to immediately follow by Reagan Hazenkamp. So Axel, three turnovers now here in quarter number one. Is 4.6 points per game. She's been 8-3 so far this year. Unfortunately, no passing left side of Stahlbommer. Stahlbommer to the top here. The timeline, this ball's loose. It's going to be a half-court violation called on Hanover. Trini Schlebach trying to go back forward, preventing it from going over the half-court line. But Hanover will get their second turnover here of the quarter, and Axel will take over. On the far side of the perimeter, we'll throw it in. Nailing Strothman. Strothman into Detweiler. Detweiler still with a cast on her left hand, or a wrap, I should say, around her left hand. Passing her left, now back up to her. Now the far right corner. To Hazenkamp, baseline bounce pass, now he's dropping, kick out to David Brockman on the top left wing. Now works inside the paint to Hazenkamp, and Reagan Hazenkamp not able to get the finish. The defensive rebound coming through by Drew Bruna. Down the floor, Gracie Bruna working with it, left side, passing it. Down right to Stahlbommer. Stahlbommer driving inside the paint. Right side ball is off and missing the shot. Rebounded by Axel. Detweiler down the floor with the board. Skipping it to her teammate. Hazenkamp, Hazenkamp. Far side skip pass to Brockman. Boomerang around to Hazenkamp. In the corner. Now the near wing from far. Brockman inside pass. Detweiler to the far corner. Now he's dropping. 3-point shot on the way over the top of the iron. And taken up by Schlebach for her second rebound of the quarter. Hanover, back with the Judiman, 2-0, our score is 3:42 to go here in quarter one, another very high scoring game between both these teams. Axel holds teams 26 points per game, and Hanover's holding teams at 36 points per game. 3-point shot, here flying on left side, miss from Drew Bruna, and picked back up from Hanover, on a rebound from Judiman, sets up Gracie Bruna inside for two, and a timeout will be called with 3:26 to go here in this first quarter, 4-0. Hanover leads over Axel, a 30-second timeout taken here by the Hanover Wildcats. We're back in 30 here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we're here to help. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Felkium at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Three. 3:26 to go left here in quarter number one between Hanover and Axel Girls. Hanover leads 4-0 over Axel. We're coming off of Hanover's first time out of this game. Axel works the ball. 3-point shot up by Hanover Rocksterman. And that's a missed shot, and it'll be rebounded by Drew Bruna. Hanover down the floor, left side, Gracie Bruna. Gracie Bruna up to the top to Drew. Drew right side, Stahlbomber. Stahlbomber into Schlebach. Schlebach not able to make the shot, but making her own rebound. And now fly to the far side corner. 3-pointer up for Hanover. Missed and rebounded again by the offense. It's Nora Hyman. Back-to-back rebounds for her. Hanover working inside the paint. Kicking back out. 3-point shot. Up for Juman and missed. And another offensive rebound. 3 straight now for Hanover. It was Gracie Bruna who snagged it. And now Hanover with the ball now. Your shot clock here at Axel High School. 23 seconds on it. Block shot as reset. Hanover holding on the right side wing with Drew Bruna. Drew driving inside. Digging it to her sister, Gracie. Gracie throwing it in the paint to her teammate. And in for two, Nora Hyman. Assist for Gracie. And Hanover is now up 6-0 over Axel with 2:13 to go in this first quarter. Axel with the ball here. Right side wing, Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp to Rochman. Back to Hazenkamp. Left side swing to Alyssa Hazenkamp. Alyssa down to Detweiler. Detweiler spinning, firing, couldn't make the shot. The rebound by Hanover. Nora Hyman. She got 3 rebounds straight here for Hanover after coming into the game. She averages 10 points a game here for Hanover. On the top rebounders as well. Hanover with it inside the paint position at the top of the key. And a shot straight away for Hyman. Hyman now 4 points here in quarter one, 3 rebounds. She's a player that can come off the bench and be quite a spark. Hanover to 3-2 zone defense. Axel handing it around the side. 3-point shot up and missed. Underneath, an offensive rebound for Axel. Detweiler gets the second chance opportunity in for two. Axel scoring their first points this first quarter with 1:20 remaining. Down by 6, 8-2 to Hanover. Hanover with it. Trap on the right side. Stahlbomber. Stahlbomber. Bounce passing it to her teammate, Drew Bruna. On the block. Spin around. Shot off the glass and rebound.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network here on 92.1 KMZ. Apologies, spotty internet kind of service down here at Axel. Had some troubles here last time. Again, kind of weird here, but again, we should be okay, hopefully for some time being, but it's 8-4. We're starting the second quarter. And right now, Hanover has the lead over Axel. Axel here with the ball on the far sideline. They'll throw it in. Natalie Stropman. Natalie Stropman throwing it in to Caitlin Zettweiler. Now to her left to Reagan Hazekamp. Right side, she'll fling it to Alyssa Hazekamp. It goes out of bounds, upper fingertips. More turnover, up the half for Axel. 7:42 left to go here in this second quarter, the start of it. Hanover working with the ball at the timeline. With it is Hyman. Hyman right side to Stahlbomber. Stahlbomber to her left to Schlebach. Schlebach on her left to Kenny Cohurst. Her first time in the game. The 5'5 junior guard. She'll swing it here to the near side corner on a drive. And a three-pointer made by Haley Shale. First three of the game coming up here for the Hanover Wildcats. And either team, it's 11-4. Hanover leads over Axel. 7:26 left to go in this second quarter. Axel with it on the far right corner. They'll bounce it inside. They'll kick it back up to the top to Detweiler. She'll swing it out on the left for a three-pointer from Brockman. It'll be missed and rebounded by Hanover Wildcats. Schlebach. Hanover down the floor. Hyman. Hyman. To Shale. Shale left to Hyman again. Hyman. Coers down the far corner. Driving inside. Stahlbomber missing it off the right side of the board. Rebounded by Axel. Axel with the ball past the timeline. Detweiler. Detweiler to her left. In the corner. Inside pass off to Detweiler. Layup shot missed and off to the right side. They're going to have a jump ball with 6:43 to go here in the second quarter. 11-4. Here are our scores. 7-point lead here for Hanover over Axel. And the possession arrow here will point for Hanover. And Hanover will take over, working left to right down your dial. Hanover in the blue and the white numerals. And Axel Eagles here in the white in the blue numerals. Hanover working around side the three-point line. They'll swing it up top. Three-pointer on the way by Stahlbomber off the right of the iron. And fighting for it, and we got another jump ball. This time it'll favor the Axel Eagles. So Axel here will take over with 6:24 to go here in this first half, 11-4. Hanover leads by 7. Axel working right to left down the floor. It's Detweiler in her hands. She had one bucket in the first quarter with 4 rebounds. Hazenkamp trying to pass it to her teammate, nearly getting it stolen. Also go inside. Detweiler. Detweiler bounce passing to Natalie. Natalie kicking out Brockman. Brockman to Hazenkamp up top. Now left side wing. Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp dribble out to her right. Inside pass. Missed off a shot. And underneath a foul call on Natalie Stropman. Natalie up to the line to shoot two. Natalie, so far this season, is averaging 7.5 points per game, 3 rebounds a game. A hurdle of 500 career points in the Twin Valley League tournament. Here at the free throw line, her first shot is up and off the backboard in. Five left to go here of this first half, 11-5. Hanover has the 6-point lead over Axel. Now her next shot is up and straight on through. 2-for-2 at the free throw line. That makes it 11-6 game. Hanover only up by 5 now over Axel with 5:48 to go in this second quarter. Hanover with it. Driving left side is Cohurst, and she will be fouled. After finishing the layup, Cohurst for the and-one coming up. Kenny Cohurst, who averages 2.7 points per game. She's 6 of 9 from the free throw line this season, shooting 67%. Hanover as a team is 72% from the free throw line. And one shot is up and dinked off the backboard in for good. Kenny Cohurst, now 3 points on the game here for 14-6, an 8-point lead for Hanover over Axel with 5:37 to go in this second quarter. Axel with it. Detweiler passing off inside to Hazenkamp. She misses her shot. It'll be rebounded by Shale. Shale. Out to Stahlbomber. Stahlbomber right side to Shale. Shale three-pointer. Miss. Rebounded. High-pointed by Stropman. Her third rebound of the half. Axel now taking it down the timeline. Detweiler on the right wing. Pumps it to the right side. Now she's looking down straight center. Now to her left. She'll pass it to her teammate Brockman. Brockman. Back right to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp. A high throw. Caught by Hazenkamp in the left corner. Now back to Reagan. Reagan, a long three, but short to the left side. Miss, and Hanover will take over. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 14-6. Hanover with an 8-point lead over Axel. Grubuna passing in a bound to Allie Shale. 5'7", senior guard. Worked around the 3-point line. On the far side, near steal for Detweiler. But driving inside, Coher's second denied, blocked by Natalie Stroppin, and Axel will take over. Axel down the floor. Natalie through her left to Detweiler. Detweiler, Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp trying to go to Reagan, but is picked up off the top of the arc and taken down for a layup from Ensley Stahlbaumer. A steal and a deal. And now Axel has 5 turnovers here in this first half. Axel back in control in the far right corner. Alyssa. Ball kicked on a skip pass by Hanover. Axel keeps it underneath the offensive glass. Kaylin Detweiler will throw it in. Running a baseline set. Here is Axel. Detweiler on the throw in here. Substitution on the floor. Reagan Hazenkamp coming out and in for Axel. Avery Bussing. Pass inside Natalie. Not able to get the shot to go in. And a foul call. And taking over here is Hanover. Drew Bruna throwing it in. Into Leah Judeman. Judeman down the timeline, right side. She'll go back to her left to Drew. Drew. Skip to her right to Gracie Bruna. Gracie Bruna up top to Drew. Drew looking for the backdoor cut. Had it, but Gracie couldn't get her hands on the ball. It goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for Hanover. 4 turnovers now here in this first half of the Hanover Wildcats. Axel taking over as they work right to left here down the floor. Detweiler on the left side wing. She'll skip it on the opposite to Brockschman. Brockschman looks inside Detweiler. Detweiler in the key, stepping to her right and losing the ball. It's taken away by Allie Shale. Her first steal of the game. Axel's 6th turnover. Shale down the floor to Juman on the near side corner. Inside pass to Schlebach. Schlebach stepping, now kicking it back out to Juman on the corner. Work back around the 3-point line. Left side of the wing, Gracie Bruna. Bruna on the left corner, now worked in. Drew, keeping opposite side. Just working around the 3-point line. Here is Hanover with 12 seconds here on the shot clock. In the key, kicking out Shale. Now to the far corner, Gracie Bruna. Gracie up top, 3-point shot up by Shale. Off the back of the iron and rebounded by Juneman. She'll bounce past it to her teammate. Another missed shot and rebounded by Axel and Detweiler. Axel now in control at the top of the key. Now the far corner, work back around up to Detweiler. Detweiler driving down the aisle, using the backboard in for 2. Axel now way down by 8, 16-8. The Hanover 2:45 left to go in this second quarter. And Axel getting a takeaway, but then a foul to follow called on Hanover. Foul called on Schlebacher, first foul of the game. Second team foul of the quarter on Hanover. Axel only with 1. Substitutes hit the floor here for the Axel Eagles. Putting back in Natalie Stroppin, as well as Reagan Hazenkamp. Joined on the floor by Avery Bussing, Caitlin Detweiler, and Ava Brockschman here for Axel. Axel on the baseline, kicking it to the top to Bussing. Bussing left to Brockschman, back up top. 20 seconds here on the shot clock. Brockschman holding him, left side wing, now back to her right to Bussing. Bussing down under, finding Natalie Stroppin, who cuts it for 2. Now 4 points in this half for Natalie Stroppin. Hanover with only a 6-point lead with 2:11 to go here in this first half. Hanover holding it with Stahlbaumer. Bounce passing to her teammate and going in for 2 is Drew Bruna. Drew also draws the foul in the process and she will go up and shoot an and one here at the free throw line. Trying to make it a 19-10 game, Drew Bruna. Here at the charity stripe, she's 48 of 63 this season, shooting 76% from the charity stripe. 3 rebounds, 4 points so far in this game for Drew Bruna. The only player who has shot a free throw in every game so far this season for Hanover, as her first shot is off the backboard and rebounded by Caitlin Detweiler. Axel, down the floor, they'll lose it. and then in the hands of Kenny Coher. She takes it down the floor, one-on-one, and she loses the ball. It's going to be a turnover on Hanover. Crowd getting excited here from the Axel side, taking back over. Axel working right to left of your dial. Natalie throwing it into Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler down the floor, left side, high wing. She'll float it into the far side corner. Now back up top to Alyssa. Alyssa, Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler to her left, Brockman. Brockman back to Detweiler. She'll drive it. Left side in the short corner. Kick out. Three-pointer rattling in like a bullet in a tin can. Ava Brockman for three. Now a five-point game. Hanover up 18-13 with 1:24 to go in this second quarter. Hanover with it. Drew Bruna passed to her inside, and they're going to get her on a travel. Both teams, six turnovers here in this first half. With less than 80 seconds to go, Axel, they have trailed this entire game so far. Axel with it, Reagan Hazenkamp inside, shot, good. Foul called on Hanover. Reagan Hazenkamp taking a quick look to the basket, able to make the finish. And the foul was called on Drew Bruna, her first of the game, and team foul number three of the quarter for Hanover. As Reagan can make this a two-point game, and she will, getting the and one at the free throw line. Hanover will now work it down the floor into Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer into Hyman. Hyman working one-on-one, has to kick it out to the near corner. Coherz out to her left. Back to Hyman. Hyman drives right side lane and dishes in for two. Axel now takes over. Caitlin Detweiler almost losing the ball, working one-on-one to get some pressure down the floor. Axel getting it down the court, but Caitlin Detweiler is driving. Now out to Natalie Stroppen, kick back out, work back up top to Caitlin. Caitlin, Reagan, Reagan, right side corner, now on the wing, 3-point shot up by Alyssa. Haverkamp, miss, and down the floor, Hanover, jump ball called. Possession will stay with Hanover with 24 seconds to go in this first half. 20-16, Hanover leads by four. They have the ball underneath, but there's a whistle here on the near side, and they're discussing potentially the time. And it looks like the officials come to an agreement. 24 seconds remain here of quarter number two, 20-16, Hanover 4-point lead over Axel. Hanover puts it in, out the near side corner, 3-point shot, up and over the iron. Rebounded by Natalie Stroppen, but a timeout called, first of the game here for Axel. With 18 seconds to go here in quarter number two, 20-16, Hanover leads by four over Axel. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Seconds remain here of quarter number two, 20-16. Hanover leads over Axel. Axel with the ball, but now he's dropping, throwing it on the far sideline on the Axel backcourt. Throwing it into Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler gets it past the timeline with her dribbling to the corner. She'll go to Brockman. Brockman driving inside the paint, throwing it up, and in and out of the basket it goes. Rebounded by Drew Bruna. Hanover down the floor, 3-point shot up using the backboard, but missed. And a rebound to end this half by Alyssa Hazenkamp for Axel. We'll go into the locker room here at the halftime. 20-16, a 4-point lead for Hanover over Axel. We got our network issues here fixed. We'll be good to go here for the remainder of today. But again, here our halftime score, Hanover 20-16, here over Axel. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider. Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890. Member FDIC, an Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm for the prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. Here we reach our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Again, we've hit our halftime point. The score right now is 20-16, a 4-point lead for Hanover over Axel. The first quarter ended 8-4. Hanover over Axel by 4 points. Actually took Axel 6 minutes and 30 seconds into that first quarter before they got their first points up from Caitlin Detweiler. But again, Axel, they worked it back there into that second quarter. They outscored Hanover 14-12. They were only down by 4 at the half, 20-16. So again, both these teams working hard against each other. Excuse me, both teams scored 12 points in the second quarter. So again, Axel, they're staying right in it with here with the Hanover Wildcats. Looking at some point totals here at the half, Gracie Brunin, 2 points, two boards, an assist. Leah Judeman, a steal. Lindsay Stallmuller, 2 points, a board, a steal. Drew Bruna, 4 points, four rebounds. Open with the free throw line, four rebounds. Trinity Schlebach, 3 rebounds. Kenny Coers, 3 points, 1 point with the free throw line, a steal. Allie Shale, a steal and three-pointer. The only three-pointer for Hanover and a rebound. Nora Hyman, 6 points and 3 rebounds. And for the Axel Eagles, Ava Brockman, a three-point shot. The only three-pointer for Axel. Reagan Hazenkamp, 3 points. Sally Stroppman, 4 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Caitlin Detweiler right now with 6 rebounds and 4 points. Alyssa Hazenkamp with 2 rebounds here on the game for Axel. Sets the half. Axel, 13 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 3, 3-4 at the free throw line, and 6 total turnovers. Hanover unofficially here, 11 rebounds with 4 steals, 1 3, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, and 6 total turnovers. So, as we kind of go into this second half here between both of these teams, both these teams are going to be looking for lots of room for improvement in the second half, mostly on the offensive side of the board. Both teams played a very great defensive first half. I mentioned it, that Hanover is holding teams at 36.8 points per game this year, while Axel is holding teams at 26.2 points per game this year. So both these teams really rely on their defensive work. Hanover, they're running, both teams running zones against each other. So both teams have kind of struggled with getting the ball inside the paint, but I can't imagine that stays the same too much further as we go here into this third quarter of this contest. Caitlin Zettweiler, though, only 4 points in that first half. She was able to get involved in other ways, of course, but she's a player that is very hard to keep limited if you're anyone playing Axel. She's one of the top players here in the Swinton Valley League, and she is only a sophomore. And as I said in the pregame to start this game, Brett Brockman said, if she goes, our team goes, and that's going to be a big key for this game, is if Caitlin Zettweiler this second half can continue to drive the ball inside, set her teammates up on some kickouts, and continue to fight inside and be the dominant rebounder that she is. For Hanover, you know, it's a big spread of different players here. You got Gracie Bruna involved, Leah Juneman involved, Lindsay Stahlbaumer, Drew Bruna, Trey Schlabach, Kenny Cowers, Ali Shale, Nora Hyman. I mean, you got eight players who not only got time on the floor, but got solid quality time on the floor and made a big impact. I mean, you look at both these teams' rosters, Hanover has 12 letter winners returning, where Axel only has 10 players on their entire roster. Excuse me, 11 players on their entire roster, but one of them is out due to injury and out for the season, and Maggie's dropping. So only 10 players on their entire roster. So for Hanover, they have a lot more depth, a lot more players to work with. So for Axel, it's definitely going to have to be containing kind of the widespread of scoring and participation that Hanover can get with. But for Hanover, they're going to have to really dial in and focus on shutting down two big players, Natalie Strompen and Caitlin Zettweiler. Well, real quick here, we actually have a stoppage at our halftime. They got a halftime performance down here at Axel. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. We'll give you some scores from around our area and talk more about the second half. Again, we got about 10 minutes until we start the second half action here between Axel and Hanover Girls. Our score right now, 20-16. Hanover leads.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
February is American Heart Month, a time to show your heart some extra love. If you've recently experienced a heart event or surgery, the road to recovery doesn't have to be walked alone. The Sebetha Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab Program is here to help you regain your strength and confidence. This February, take your first step towards a stronger you and ask your medical provider about cardiac rehab at Sebetha Community Hospital.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber. Come explore the flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports. We're in Orca 92.1 KMZ, an extended halftime down here at Axel, Kansas. They had some performances from some young cheerleaders, but here now we are getting ready to continue here the halftime with 6 minutes left to go here until we start the second half. between the Axel girls and the Hanover girls, the Class 1 and Division 2 and TBL matchup. Axel right now down by 4, 20-16 to Hanover. Talked about it, Hanover, they led 8-4 coming out of the first quarter. Axel, they scored their first points over 6 minutes in that first quarter. It's definitely a defensive showing. Both teams started to get a little comfortable in that second quarter, scoring at 12 points. But real quick, let's talk about some scores here around our area, here in our NBC Sports coverage area. Also, be sure as a reminder, Jake and Voss, who are down here, by the way, at Axel, Kansas, you can catch their local Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on all Friday nights. We'll have that after both the KNZA and KNZA game come to a conclusion. But some scores around our area. Halftime on the Holton Channel. Holton up 24-8 over St. Mary's girls. JCC over Freeman 25-12 girls half. Also another girls half on the Sabetha Channel. Rossville up over Sabetha 27-12 over on 13.9 KNZA. Silver Lake leads over Nemaw Central 34-17. Girls half as well, AHS over Summer 47-5, and over on the Hiawatha Channel, Raleigh County leads over Hiawatha 24-22. That is a huge Big East matchup happening right there between Raleigh County and Hiawatha. Also a TVL game, Blue Valley Randolph over Frankfort at the half on the girls side, 27-19. Actually, we talked about Blue Valley and how on the girls side, that is the common denominator team between these two teams tonight. Both Axel and Hanover have been beaten by Blue Valley. Axel lost 45-44, and Hanover lost 56-55. Both these teams lost to Blue Valley Randolph in the Twin Valley League Tournament. Tell you what, Blue Valley Randolph, they were simply a different team in that tournament. And they're a team that's been kind of up and down this year. Some nights they're playing like the best team in the TBL. Other nights they're not quite up to that top level. So they're definitely a wild card team that can show up and shoot lights out and hold a team low. And sometimes they are on the struggling side. But overall, both these teams, they took losses against Blue Valley Randolph. This is the first time Hanover and Axel have met this season. The first time since the sub-state championship last year, which Hanover won 46-25. Hanover, they won 17 consecutive games here against Axel, dating back to 2016, which Axel won 66-60. So they should really fire Axel up. This has been an incredible season for Axel. Really, the only negative of this season is losing Maggie Strothman on an elbow injury. That was against Lynn in the semifinal game of the Twin Valley League Tournament. She'll be out for the remainder of the season. But apart from losing one of your best forwards on the team, it's really been a great year here for Axel. The most wins since 2015, a year they finished 18-5. They definitely have the opportunity to get that. As you kind of look at the rest of their remaining schedule here this season, Pawnee City, Blue Valley, Randolph, Centralia, Clifton, Clyde, only four more games remaining. And then you look at Hanover, they only have four more games as well, Clifton, Clyde, North and West, and then on the road at Lakeside and Smith Center. Hanover, they only have one more home game left on this season, and it's their upcoming matchup against Clifton, Clyde. So again, we're going to step in here to the second half action between Axel and Hanover. We talked a little bit of keys there. Axel, they don't have quite as much depth here as Hanover does, but the players they do have, they're incredible. Caitlin Zetweather, Reagan Hazekamp, Natalie Stroffman, Ava Broshman, Avery Bussing, Kylie McClellan, Emma Krager, and Alyssa Hazekamp, all great players that have gotten time in here for Axel, but they need a strong second half. They need a strong start here in the third quarter for Hanover. And they want to keep working their defense. They want to keep being strong, and they want to keep this game about a 4-5 point lead. And then we'll start to look for maybe some separation there at the end of that third quarter. But we'll take a break here for 2 minutes. We're back here for a second half action between Hanover and Axel, a girls matchup. Hanover leads 20-16.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news, it's preventable. Take time for your heart, eat better, move more, schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We're back here to start the second half here on I-2.1, KMZA, 7:39 left to go here in this third quarter. It started a little bit earlier than intended, but Hanover here up by 4, 20-16 over Axel. Axel here with the ball, Keelan Zett, while they're working it down the timeline. Here passing it right in front to Natalie Stroffen. Stroffen, back to Detweiler, Detweiler, Reagan Hazenkamp. Reagan back to Detweiler, she'll drive left side lane, missing the layup. And rebound by Trinity Schlebach for Hanover. Hanover down the floor, left side wing, now to the top to Trinity Schlebach. Schlebach down in front over to Drew. Drew turning around, spinning, firing, missing the shot, and rebounded by Caitlin Detweiler. Axel down the floor, Detweiler on the baseline, loses the ball in her left foot, and it will be a turnover for Axel. Now 7 turnovers on the game for the Axel Eagles. 7 minutes, 7 seconds, 6 seconds left to go here in this third quarter, 20-16. Hanover leads by 4 over Axel. And over with the ball is Drew at the very top of the timeline. 30 seconds on the shot clock, still remaining stagnant. Here, Axel working with it in a zone defense. Hanover driving to the baseline. Gracie passing it right in front of Trinity Schlebach, and Schlebach in for two. Axel taking back over. Down by 6, 22-16. Now he's dropping with the ball, driving inside, kicking back out. Brockschman to Detweiler, Detweiler, Brockschman. Brockschman back, Detweiler, left side. Driving up to the top of the arc, now switching it on the far side wing. Now back up to Caitlin, down to Alyssa, Alyssa. Caitlin, 3-point shot, looking off the back of the iron, and rebounded by Trinity Schlebach. Hanover, now with the ball in the far corner. Stahlbaumer, up top to Trinity Schlebach. Schlebach to her right. Gracie, Trinity, left side, Stahlbaumer on the wing, drive inside, kick out to the top, 16 seconds here on the shot clock. Axel here working in a man-to-man with it, and they're going to get a foul call on Axel with 9 seconds left here on the shot clock, and it will throw it in underneath the glass on the left side. Foul is called on Alyssa Hazenkamp, her first of the game, and first team foul of the quarter against Axel. Hanover throws it in, setting up a 3-point shot made by Stahlbaumer. Hanover. 2 threes now on the game. Axel with it. Axel down the floor. Brockschman, Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler back to Brockschman. Skip off the near. The key now. 3-point shot set up at the top for Detweiler. Missed. Rebounded offensively by Brockschman. Axel working with it. Caitlin. Near side, 3-point up, and nailed by Alyssa Hazenkamp. 2 threes now in the game for Axel. A 3 to respond with a 3. 25-19, Hanover up by 6 over Axel with 5:11 to go in this third quarter. Hanover around the perimeter with it to Stahlbaumer. Inside pass off to Drew. Drew up top. Three-pointer on the way from Stahlbaumer. Missed. Trying to fight for the rebound. This ball is on the ground, and they're going to get a timeout here by head coach Chris Beichmann. That way, Hanover can maintain this possession. 4:58 to go here in this third quarter. 25-19. And we're a six-point lead over Axel. 30-second timeout by Hanover. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
25-19, a six-point lead for Hanover over Axel with 4:58 to go here in this third quarter. Hanover with the ball underneath the glass. Throwing it in is Stahlbaumer. She'll go over the top to Schlebach. Schlebach inside, drive, and ball knocked away by Ava Brockman. A block, and Axel will take over. Axel with it. Near sideline, Natalie Stroppin. Now into Reagan Hazenkamp, and she'll miss the long two. Rebounded by Schlebach. Hanover down the floor. Gracie Brunette. Gracie driving inside. Kick out left. Think of a wide open three by Lynn Judeman. Miss. An offensive rebound. Hanover. Another three-pointer. Stahlbaumer in and out of the bucket. Rebounded by Judeman. And a jump ball is called. Possession will stay with Hanover. So back-to-back offensive rebounds. And a jump ball possession. And Hanover still has this offensive set. Here's Stahlbaumer to throw it in for Hanover. Underneath the glass, she looks over the top on the left elbow. Into Drew Brunette. She'll drive down the block, and she'll miss the layup. It'll be rebounded by Axel. Caitlin Detweiler. Caitlin, her eighth rebound of the game. Down the floor to Natalie Stroppin. Stroppin to Brockman, the near side wing. Up to Detweiler. Detweiler back to Brockman. Brockman shaking above her head. Back to Detweiler. She'll go. Detweiler lunging to her left. Back to Brockman. Three-point shot on the way. Off the iron and rebounded by the offense. Axel, Hazekamp with it, bounce passing, and this one's loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball on the far wing. Possession arrow will point Axel. The Eagles will maintain the possession. 3:59 to go here in the third quarter, 25-19. Six-point lead for Hanover over Axel. Substitutions here on the floor. Leah Juman and Trinity Schlebach step off, and Kenny Cohurst and Noor Hyman come in. And for the Axel Eagles, they take out Alyssa Hazenkamp and substitute in Avery Bussing. So immediately gets the ball from the throw-in on the far sideline. Bussing to Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler loses the ball, tripping and tackling the feet of a Hanover player. That'll get her a foul. Actually called the foul on Avery Bussing here. That is her second foul of the game. Now Hanover working with the ball past the timeline. Drew Brunette. Drew holding it above her head. She'll go left to Gracie. Gracie shaking it. Now she'll go right to Hyman. Hyman driving left. Now switching back opposite side. Pass it right to Drew Brunette. Drew, upside pass. Wing, three-pointer. Up. Miss. Rebounding is Gracie. Sending it back up for Hanover. Now down the aisle. Another three-pointer flyer. Miss. And rebounded by Axel. Detweiler has it. Down the floor after cleaning the glass. Axel on the three-point line, throwing in to Reagan. Reagan, Detweiler. Detweiler over to Brockman. Brockman back to Detweiler. Their side pass on the corner to Natalie. Natalie to the elbow. Shot up by Bussing. And out of bounds. Hanover touches the ball. Axel will throw it in with Caitlin Detweiler. Willing a baseline set. Still in the corners and the blocks. Detweiler will throw it in over the top to Bussing. Bussing to Detweiler. Detweiler stepping inside the right elbow. And she'll draw the foul after the missed shot. Detweiler. Here at the free throw line. Foul is against Gracie Bruna, her first of the game. Hanover Wildcats, second. First team foul of the quarter. Axel with two team fouls. substitution here for Hanover. The first free throw shot is nailed by Axel Natalie Stroppen. He's 3-for-3 now on the game. Natalie Strothman trying to make her second one. That one falls through. Same way. Straight through the net. And now Stroppen is 4-for-4 in the game. 6 points total. 25-21. Hanover, they've maintained the 4-point lead most of this game. The hump that Axel just hasn't overcame. 2:50 to go in this third quarter. Hanover 25, Axel 21. Hanover with the ball. Gracie. Left to Hyman in the key. Now the Shale. Shale driving. Left side wing. Now opposite side to Cohurst. Cohurst, she's looking to her right. She'll find Shale. Shale holds it high. It'll be Hyman. Hyman bounced fast into the elbow to Drew. Drew on the right bullhorn. She'll go left wing. Now back up to the top. She's working around the three-point line. Is Hanover 5 seconds left here to go. Here. And on the low block, shot up and missed. And that's going to be a shot clock violation by Hanover. That'll be the eighth turnover of the game for the Hanover Wildcats. Axel will take over. Natalie Stroppen throwing it in to Caitlin Detweiler. Caitlin Detweiler past the timeline. Air behind her back. She'll transfer it out to Ava Brockman. Brockman out to Bussing. Bussing dribbling up left. Now the far side corner to Caitlin Detweiler. And they're going to get a foul called on Hanover with 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go in this third quarter. 25-21, Hanover leads by 4 over Axel. It's a defensive game for sure between these two teams. Fouls on Gracie Brunish now back-to-back here in this quarter. Team foul number 3 here as well for Hanover. Axel will throw it in with Caitlin Detweiler. Well, 3 inside the paint, 1 on top of the 3-point line, throwing in David Brockman on the right corner. Missed shot and rebounded by Enzi Stahlbaum for Hanover. Down the floor, Bussing, trying to use the backboard, and in! Excuse me, Kenny Covers, number 1 for Hanover. And now Hanover leads by 6. Axel trying to respond, but they lose the ball in the paint. Sally Stroppen picked up for a steal by Hyman. Down the floor, Hyman working 1-on-1, and she finishes on a leap to the basket. 8 points down the game for Nora Hyman. 8-point lead for Hanover over Axel. They've scored 4 now consecutive. Axel. Detweiler, Brockman, up top, filling the spot is Cohurst, and Cohurst will give it easily over to Shale. Shale, down the floor, wide open, but coming in for a foul is Caitlin Detweiler. So she'll pick up another foul. That'll be the 4th team foul against Axel here in this quarter. 2nd of the game called against Caitlin Detweiler. First foul since quarter number 1. The first shot at the free throw line is banked off the front of the iron. Allie Shale shooting 2 here. Hitting her first, looking to hit her second this season. She's 7 of 10 at the free throw line, 70%. Second one now on the way, straightaway shot, and right on through the net. 30-21. Hanover has now scored 5 consecutive points against Axel. With 1:12 left to go here in this third quarter, Hanover's up. Wide open player underneath the basket. Axel scores with Reagan Hazenkamp. The first point since the second quarter. Hanover lets it down the left side wing. Handing it over her head is Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer dribbling inside the key. Loses the ball. Now he's dropping. Picks it up down the floor. It's a track race. Stahlbaumer trying to go against her. And Natalie draws the foul. Will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Stahlbaumer picking up the foul. Their first of the game. Drop in here to shoot 2 at the free throw line, or excuse me, for the 2. And we're up by 6. Now it's dropping, hit the free throw line, looking to get her second shot. It's straight away and off the front iron and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. So a 30-24 game. Hanover leads by 6 with less than 50 seconds to go in this third quarter. Hanover down the floor. Cohurst on the right wing. Now to Shale at the top of the arc. She's looking to her left. The screen is set for her. She'll pass it that way to the left side to Hyman. dribbling down the block, kicking out Cohurst, three-point shot in and out of the basket, and trying to make the rebound was Axel. But they're going to say the last one to touch as the ball goes out of bounds is Hanover. Shot clock is off now with 29 seconds to go here in this third quarter. 30-24, Hanover, a six-point lead over Axel. Detweiler at the top of the three-point line. She'll go left side to Alyssa. Alyssa back to Detweiler. Detweiler dribbling out to her right side. Axel looking for the final shot here this quarter in the third. With now 10 seconds to go. Natalie, right side. Caitlin spinning around, driving to the basket. Couldn't finish. Rebound by Schlebach. Hanover at the half court. Three-point shot is up and too high off the glass. And we'll head into quarter number four, 30-24. Hanover up over Axel. We're back in 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
We enter the fourth quarter here of our TBL matchup in Class 1A Division 2 battle between two ranked teams, Axel and Hanover. Hanover leads by 6, 30-24 over Axel. Hanover starts off with the ball here, entering quarter number 4. Hanover with it, Stahlbauer on the left side wing, passing into Schlebach. Schlebach and McKee kicking it out. Gracie up top to Stahlbauer. Stahlbauer driving inside in the block, and she will be called on a travel. Nice turnover of the game for Hanover. Axel takes over. Detweiler gets it in, working left to right, down your dial. Axel in the white tops, blue numerals. Hanover Wildcats in the blue tops and white numerals. Opposite coloring on both sides. Axel with it on the near wing. They'll go up top to Caitlin Detweiler, left side Brockman, back to Detweiler, inside, now he's dropping, finishing the basket for two! And now back to a four-point game. It's been the common lead here for Hanover. Hanover, working with it. Drew, Bruna, out to the right to Hyman. Hyman driving inside, nearly losing the ball, kicks it back out in the corner. Stahlbauer up to Drew. Drew, down the key, and they're going to call a foul on Axel. They're going to call it on Hanover. Getting the elbow too involved, Nora Hyman picking up her first foul of the game. Now Axel takes over, down by 4, 30-26. With 7 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. To Hanover. Axel with the ball, Brockman up top to Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler dribbling to her left. Now she's looking right. Now she's just going to take a straightaway shot to the basket. Couldn't hit the three, and the rebound's by Gracie Bruna. Hanover. Down the floor with Gracie. Gracie on the right side. Now stepping to her left, now looking back right. He hits a Hyman. Hyman inside pass look to Schlebach, and they're going to call a foul on the floor on Axel. A foul's on Axel. Alyssa Hazenkamp, her second foul of the game. First team foul for Axel. Both teams with a foul here in quarter number 4. Hanover will throw it in on the far corner. Gracie to Hyman. Hyman working one-on-one, driving in, kicking out, three-pointer, up and off from Gracie Bruna, making the offensive rebound to Hanover. Hyman setting up her teammate. Stahlbauer missed three again, but another second-chance opportunity for Hanover. Two straight offensive rebounds. Hyman drives inside, gets fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two at the free-throw line. Hanover has done one thing extremely well in this game, and that's rebounding the ball. Especially on the offensive side. But Braxel, again, they lost their 6'1" forward against Lynn in the TVL tournament. Maggie Stroffman is out for the year, so it is really hard to really rely on this height mismatch. But here, Hanover at the free throw line, missing both shots is Hyman. So Axel still only down by 4, 30-26, but 6 minutes to go here in quarter number 4. Axel puts the ball, Brockman on the floor, she'll get it to Detweiler, and a timeout is called by head coach Brad Rochman. 6 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. It's a 30-second timeout, 30-26. Hanover leads over Axel. They've led this entire game so far. We're back here in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
6 minutes to go in quarter number 4. Hanover over Axel, 30-26. Axel hits it in from the near sideline and throwing the Detweiler into Boxman. Back to Detweiler up top. Now on the far side, skip to Alyssa Hazenkamp, and she loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover for Axel. Hanover takes over. 5:56 now to go in the fourth. Up by 4, 30-26. Shot clock reset. Here at 32, as Coers takes this one down the floor. Past the timeline, throwing it to Drew. Drew, out to Stahlbomber. Stahlbomber inside, block, working around. Drew, missing the shot, rebounded by Natalie Stroffen. Natalie, 5 rebounds now in this game. Down the floor, Axel losing the ball, but getting it back for Alyssa Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp, after the pickup, flies it to Detweiler. Detweiler, at the timeline, working one-on-one against Gracie Bruna. Gracie. Axel working in around the three-point line. Throwing it inside to Reagan. Reagan kicking out to Brockman. Brockman three-point shot up the left iron and rebounded by Trinity Schlebach. Hanover with Gracie down the floor. Gracie out to the right side. Trinity. Spiral fire to the Coers. Coers on the far wing. She'll take a leaper, but in and out the basket will go. Hazenkamp picking up the rebound. Detweiler. Dribbling out to her right, ball slipped and knocked out of bounds by Gracie Bruna. Block stopped at 4:54 to go in this game. 30-26, Hanover leads over Axel. Both teams, only Axel has scored here in this fourth quarter. Hanover has yet to score yet. Axel trying to get a three from Detweiler up top, and she nails it. Axel now down by one, 30-29. With 4:38 to go in this fourth, Hanover with it. Trinity, Schlebach inside the paint, trying to get it to her teammate. Ball's being bounced around. Hanover maintains the possession with Coors in the left wing. She'll dribble inside the paint, kick out up top. Stahlbomber driving inside, right lane, drawing the foul, go up and shoot two at the free throw line. 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter, 30-29 our score. Hanover up by one. Axel, they've scored 5 points here in this fourth quarter. Hanover scored 0. Axel has scored a total of 13 points in this second half, while Hanover has only scored 10. Free throw shot is up and good for Enzi Stahlbomber. He's got one more here to try. Trying to extend this to a 3-point game. It's a 2-point game, 31-29 for Hanover. Stahlbomber, next shot, flyer straight up and in. 2-for-2 at the free throw line. It's a 32-29 game. Hanover over Axel with 4:18 to go in this game. Brockman, 3-point shot! Traitor! 2 threes on the game for Ava Brockman. Coming in quarter 2 and 4. We got a tie game, 32-all, and now a turnover for Kenny Coers. Traveling. And Axel will have the opportunity to take the lead for the first time in this game. 32-all, 4:06 to go in this fourth quarter. Caitlin Detweiler down the timeline, right side to Brockman. Brockman back to Detweiler. Detweiler, pump left. Now drive inside the key. Kick out. Alyssa Alyssa dribbling up to the wing, and this is nearly taken away. Two people are fighting for it at half court, picking up by Gracie Bruna. Bruna now to Trinity Schlebach, and a foul is called on the floor on Axel. But Hanover gets the steal with Gracie Bruna, her first steal of the game. Foul is called on Alyssa Hazenkamp, her third foul of the game. Fourth foul of the quarter against Axel. Hanover only has one foul in this quarter. Hanover throwing it in on the baseline. Box set. Solomer going over the top to Gracie. Gracie looking to her right, nudging that way. Now she'll pass it left inside to Hyman. Hyman in the paint. Kicked out. Now works around the three-point line to Hyman. Coers. Now back out right. In the Trinity Schlebach. And a foul is called. It'll be against Axel again. And that'll be their fifth foul of the quarter. And this has put Axel in a dangerous position. Not only do they not have a lot of depth, and Hazenkamp has now hit her fourth foul, but they are already having put Hanover in the double bonus. Hanover only having one team foul. Three more still to give. First free throw shot up and good for Schlebach. He's got here 3 points on this game. Schlebach here on the season, shooting 14 of 26 on the season from the free throw line. Schlebach looking to make this next one. It's up and good. Straight down the pipe. And we have a time stoppage here on the floor for a substitution for Hanover. Drew Bruna comes in the game for Trinity Schlebach after the free throws. 34-32. Hanover up by two over Axel with 3:34 to go this fourth quarter. Detweiler throwing it in to Natalie Stroffen. Natalie trying to take it down the floor off a dribble. And a foul called on Hanover. Hanover now applying a press on Axel. Hanover, they ran zone this entire game. Now they're lined up in the man-to-man the final moment. Here, Axel trying to get in with Bussing. Bussing throwing in to Detweiler in their own backcourt. Detweiler works 1-on-1 against Gracie Bruna. She gets it past the timeline. Dribbling out to right side of the wing. Looking at the floor here. They're going to get her on a double dribble. The pressure applied was too much for Detweiler. She'll turn it over. Sent center of the game for Axel. 3:21 to go in this fourth quarter. Hanover, they led this entire game. 34-32. Over Axel. Hanover. Puts the ball on top of the arc. Drew Bruna. Drew Bruna right side. Coher. 3-point flyer over the top of the board and rebounded by Drew. Drew. Kicking out. Another 3-pointer. Up. Miss. And now it's on the floor and a jump ball to be called. And the possession arrow aims to Axel. 3 minutes here to go in quarter four. 34-32. Hanover over Axel. 3 minutes left in this thrilling game. Detweiler dribbling down the court, breaking the press, and all the defenders driving in for the layup and snagging the and one as well. Detweiler, the third time to put the team on her back and cast the high sails. The opportunity for Axel to take the first lead change in the first lead of this game. It's up, off, rebounded by Natalie Stroffen. Offense for Axel. Tied 34 game with 2:46 to go in this fourth quarter. That was the top of the arc. She dribbles to her left. Kicking out on the far wing. Now the Bussing. Bussing to Reagan. Reagan then Stroffen. Stroffen driving into the short corner near side. Under the baseline, kicking out. Rockman, 3-point shot set up. Off the back iron, rebounded by Reagan. Back up top to Detweiler. Shot clock is reset as well. Take a breather if you're Axel. You have chance here to get set on offense. Rockman drives inside the key, throws it up and in. Axel taking their first lead change of the game and their first lead. But Rockman is down on the floor after making the shot. She's holding on to her right knee. And head coach Brad Rushman will come over and check in on her. So we'll take the timeout here. 2:13 to go in this game. Axel's taking their first lead over Hanover, 36-34. We're back in 60 here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership. you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
2 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Axel with it. Or excuse me, Hanover here with it. Hyman driving down the aisle. Ball getting knocked around. Hanover still maintaining this possession at the top of the arc. Gracie Bruno with it. Hanover down by two. 36-34 to Axel. This ball is loose on the floor. Shale turning it over. Axel giving it right back to Hanover. And in for two is Drew Bruno. 1 minute, 44 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. It's a tie ball game as Hanover calls a timeout with Chris Pikeman. 1:44 to go, 36 all game. Axel Hanover, we're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Kansaland Radio.
25 seconds to, excuse me, less than 2 minutes here to go. 20 seconds until we get out of this timeout. 1:44 to go in this game. 36 all here. Our score between Hanover and Axel. Kurt Killen back in the studio. Kurt and Buffett down here live at Axel, Kansas. We're coming down the final moments here in this contest. Axel here coming out on the floor. Ava Brockman, Reagan Hazenkamp, Alyssa Hazenkamp, Caitlin Zettweiler, and Natalie Stroffman. Axel, they made the first lead change of the game, going up 36-34, but Hanover is tied at 36 all. Axel with it here at the very top. Detweiler, she's looking to her left side, holding on to the ball. Detweiler driving back to half court, now dribbling out to her left side, stuck on the pivot, finds the outlet to Brockman, but loses the ball. It's going to be a turnover. 1:26 to go in this game. Hanover tied with Axel, 36-36 with the ball. Hanover getting it past half court with Gracie Bruna. Gracie is salt bomber. Here to Hyman. And a turnover on Hanover. Both teams have exchanged turnovers at crucial points here in this game. Both teams with over 10 turnovers in this contest. 70 seconds to go in this fourth. Axel with it with a tied game, and Natalie throws it on the opposite side skip that goes out of bounds. And both teams are feeling too much energy. That timeout will be taken with 67 seconds left to go here in quarter number four. But we're going to keep things here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, a 36 all game with 67 seconds remaining. Axel trailed for nearly 90%, or actually all of this game, I should say, up until the last couple of minutes. They took the lead 36-34 over Hanover. Hanover able to tie it. It's coming down to the end. Axel, they took the lead on Ava Brockman, a layup inside, but right after she made that layup, she had to come out of the game. She bung up her right knee. So Axel potentially down, not only Ava Brockman, also Maggie Stroffen, who was out for the rest of the season, injured her elbow against Lynn earlier on in the year. Axel, a team that only has 11 on the roster, down a lot of players tonight in tonight's matchup. Hanover, they got lots of depth, but Axel, they're few players. They are incredible athletes, to say the very least. And now here we're getting ready for the final 67 seconds of this game. Coming after the timeout, 36 all. Hanover taking over. Gerbruna throwing it in to Gracie. Gracie past the timeline on the right side, short corner, passing down to her teammate. Jump ball on the floor. And the jump ball possession arrow will look to Hanover as they will keep it with 58 seconds to go in this game. Hanover running on the baseline set. With Stahlbaumer throwing it underneath the glass on the left side. Throwing it into Gerbruna. Ball is knocked around. It's being pinballed and knocked out of bounds by Reagan Hazenkamp. What a dolphin dive at the end. But Hanover has the opportunity to throw it back in. Hanover only has one more foul to give in this game. Axel has none. They're at the 5 foul count. In this quarter, Hanover at 3. It's 5 for the double bonus. So Hanover, wherever there's a foul on the floor against Axel, they can get up to the free throw line. Hanover with Shale, and there is going to be an illegal pick called. And both teams have turned it over twice here in the last 2 minutes. Feeling the pressure. Feeling the energy. Both teams need to calm down as Trinity Schlabach comes in for substitution. Here for Hanover, as well as Leah Juniman. She'll come in for Allie Shale, the one who just turned the ball over. Fourth team foul picked up for Hanover just then as well on the illegal pick. It was called on Gerbruna, her third personal of the game. Axel with the ball, Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler to Reagan Hazenkamp, turning from the elbow, missed shot, trying to fight for it on the corner. Clearing the board is Detweiler. A timeout is called by Brad Brockshaman right after the rebound. We'll go ahead, we'll keep things here still with 33 seconds to go in this game. It's 36 all, and this has been a defensive contest between both of these teams. We talked about how Axel has only allowed an average of 26 points per game. Hanover only allowing an average of 36 points per game, as this game is tied at 36 all here on both sides. These teams are matching up for the first time this season. They matched up last year in the Sub-State Championship game where Hanover won 46-25. Hanover has won 17 consecutive games here against Axel. The last time Axel winning coming back in 2016. A year prior, Axel having their most wins this season going 18-5. This being the first time since that 2015 year that Axel has had that many wins. Right now 14-4, chasing 15 wins this year and a 4-2 record in the TVL. But they need the win here over head coach Chris Beifman. This Hanover Wildcat unit, a team that has went to 3 consecutive state championships and won all 3 of them. And here we're getting ready to come back out and play our final moments of this game. Hanover led 8-4 after the first quarter, 20-16 at the end of the first half. They outscored Axel 10-8 in the third quarter, but Axel in this fourth quarter has scored 16 points, while Hanover has only scored 6. Axel has the ball on the near side. It's Caitlin Detweiler throwing it in from the Axel bench with 33 seconds to go. Detweiler in front of her, but Natalie goes over the top of her to Brockshaman. Brockshaman to Detweiler. Detweiler's timeline should look right to Reagan. Reagan skipping it to the far. Dropping Detweiler. Shot clock is off, by the way. Axel can take the last shot of this game. It'd probably be smart to do so. Either you win it or overtime, but Axel getting a turnover as it's a foul called on the Eagles, fouling, preventing a steal. That was Ava Brockshaman. 13 seconds left in this game, and Hanover can take the lead at the free throw line with Leah Juniman. This season, she's 7 of 23, shoots the lowest percentage on the team for shots taken. And her first shot is up and off the left of the basket. Well, if you're Axel, you like those odds that out of anyone you could have fouled this game, it's statistically the worst free throw shooter for Hanover. A timeout is called with 13 seconds left to go here in quarter number 4. 36 all. The timeout taken by Axel. It's a full timeout. We'll take 30 seconds aside. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you. Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
13 seconds remain here of this game. 36 all our score. Hanover and Axel, just like last Friday. Hanover against Centralia. Hanover led nearly the entire game against Centralia. They got him back on in the final moment. Had to go into overtime. Axel, they have a chance that they could technically win here in regulation, like Centralia last Friday. Hanover lost that game in OT 44-43. Right now, Hanover has it at the free throw line with Juneman. She missed her first free throw shot. She's 7 of 24 on this season, the lowest shooter here on the team, as her next shot is up and off the front of the basket. But an offensive rebound by Brunette. She'll go back up with it, and it will be missed and out of bounds. Last touch by Hanover. 10 seconds remain. And Axel has it. Natalie Stroffman will throw it in, left or right of your dial. Stroffman will toss it in to Alyssa Hazenkamp, to Caitlin Detweiler, and they're going to call a foul on Hanover, a block. Hanover crowd wanted a charge on Axel, and that sends Detweiler up to the free throw line to potentially take the lead. Your Detweiler, you'd like to make both of these free throw shots. One is enough to take the lead. Caitlin Detweiler here at the free throw line. Her first shot to take the lead is off and off the left of the basket. 36 all, 7 seconds to go in this game. Both teams in the double bonus. Hanover with Drew Bruna on the near block, and on the far side, Trinity Schlebach on the box out. Next free throw shot up and nailed for Caitlin Detweiler. 37-36, 3 seconds to go. Leah Juman sets her feet. 3-point shot! It's good! Hanover wins it! With a three-pointer from Leah Juneman! Straight wins over the Axel Eagles! Juneman, who went 0-for-2 at the free throw line, coming right back with a nail-biting three-pointer to win it for the Hanover Wildcats, 39-37. What a game. We're back here in just a couple minutes for our post-game show. But again, Hanover 39, Axel 37. Hanover wins in our girls' matchup. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council.
Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Land Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network here for our post-game show brought to you by B. Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Amber Wildcats come back here 39-37, the thriller over the Axel Eagles. Of course, they led 95% of the game. Axel, they took the lead 36-34. In the end, Hanover, they tied it 36-36. Axel took the lead 37-36 with Caitlin Detweiler at the free throw line. She went 1 of 2, but whether she went 2 of 2 or 1 of 2, Hanover banked a three-pointer at the end of regulation. Lena Judeman, the 5'7" senior guard, was set up on a wide open left wing high shot. It was her only point of the game, and it was right after she went 0 for 2 at the free throw line, and it was an incredible three-pointer to help this Hanover team win by 2, 39-37. Now, having won 18 consecutive games against Axel and taking the first meeting here this season against this team, Axel, and maybe this game could have played out a little different, bearing if Axel could have had a couple of other healthy bodies. Zaber Brashman coming out of this game on a knee injury, and Maggie Stroffen, of course, out for the season on the UCL. But I'll tell you what, this Axel team, they battled tough. They outscored Hanover 13-9 in the fourth quarter, despite being outscored 8-4 in the first and 10-8 in the third. What a game for both sides. Axel was led by Caitlin Detweiler, who finished the night with 10 total points scored, with 6 points in the second half, 4 points in the first, also finishing here with 9 rebounds on the game as well. And for the Hanover Wildcats, they were led by Nora Hyman with 8 points and 3 rebounds on the contest. Player of the game goes to Leah Judeman, the one who hit the game-winning three-point shot, especially after bouncing back from her 2 missed free throws. She'll be the player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit Bank. Bookfarmers.com. All right, we got to take some time aside here and get ready for our boys' matchup. Upcoming, the number one team in the Class 1 in Division 2 classification. It's the Hanover Wildcats taking on the number 2 ranked team in that class, the Axel Eagles. Upcoming here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.